Hello and welcome to this edition of Community Connections. I am your host, Chuck Curl, and today we'll be discussing the topic of Montgomery County Career Link, and we're with a career advisor by the name of Manny Butner. Manny, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
All right, give us a little understanding of what Career Link is about and where's it based out of?
Well, the Career Link is the one that I'm working at. It's based in Norristown for Montgomery County. It's at 1430 DeCall Street in Norristown. And the PA Career Link was something that evolved over the years. And the whole idea of the Career Link is to help people to achieve their employment goals, either through training, through job development, through workshops, resume development, things like that. And also to help them set their goals and give them the chance to use the services of the PA Career Link to achieve those goals.
Now, how did you get involved in Career Link?
Well, I started back in the 90s. I was had just retired from 22 years in the Navy. I was working for a contractor, a Navy contractor at the time, going to school. And then I got a job with a local community service agency. And through that community service agency, I found out that there was also a job available with what was called the One-Stop Center. This was in a county in California. And I started working for the One-Stop Center as a job developer. And my job then was to help people get jobs and be trained for jobs. So I did that for a while, and also included contacting employers and working with employers to get people to get into jobs. So I did that for a few years, and then after that, I transferred to another county agency in California as a vocational coordinator. And in that job, I worked with disabled people, helping them also get job training, job coaching, and job placement into jobs within the community. So that's how I got involved with working within the community agencies. When my wife was transferred from California to Pennsylvania, of course the family moved out here with her, I was working as a kind of a community service assistant for various agencies, working with Medicare, Medicaid programs, and other community programs. And then I was getting ready to retire from that, and I saw a job opening with the Montgomery County PA Career Link as a career advisor, which is very similar work to what I was doing before in California as a job developer. And I applied for that job, and I was hired, and I've been at that job now for the last 4 years.
I'm curious, from California to Pennsylvania, do you see a big difference in what you're dealing with people in Career Link?
Yes, you do see it. In the area that I was working at in the county, it was mainly agricultural, rural area, Imperial County, predominantly rural agricultural area. So we didn't see too many IT jobs and things like that. There were some, of course, but not very many. 80% of the job force was agricultural. So you were working with people who are looking to go into that industry. Mm-hmm. The transfer to Pennsylvania, completely the other way around. Very few people that are working with agriculture in this area. Some landscape and things like that, but very few. And so the predominant business community was either business, industry, IT, things like that. So it was a little bit of a shift for me to make that transition. So I had to learn that industry and those kinds of employment needs.
So the Career Link here in Montgomery County, do businesses come to you, or do you try to reach out to businesses to try to make the connections?
Well, it's a twofold street. Okay. We do have our business service team that works with the employment community. They go out and they contact employers. They work with employers directly. And the whole idea is to try to help the employers to be able to get good candidates for those jobs that they are needing to fill. And then that's the other side of the coin for PA Career Link, is we have participants, PA Career Link participants that come in and are looking for jobs, and we try to make that connection with the employer, or we try to prepare that participant either through a training, through workshops, any kind of job coaching or job referral or job readiness programs that we have to make that participant and that employee a better fit for the employer. So we're working constantly with both sides of the aisle there.
Where do you find most of the employees that are coming from? And what I mean by that is, like, are you getting like older employees, or are you getting younger that are coming for your assistance? and where do they what avenue are they coming from to get your help?
Sure. Well, we get the spectrum of everybody. We get young people coming out of high school, for example, looking for either training programs or employment. And we also get the older community that comes in who has either been in a job for 20, 30, even 40 years, and they either were laid off or they left the job, and they're coming in to try to get back into employment. So we get the spectrum of everybody. So we have to have staff that can be able to work with the young mm-hmm. community coming in, which their needs and their goals are a little bit different from older workers that come in. And so we have to identify what the goal is for each of these communities, what's the best avenue, what's the best resource, what's the best service that can help that person to achieve their goal with any kind of program or service that we have at PA CareerLink.
In PRA, you mentioned training. Is there one specific type of training that you see most of the potential employers are heading towards? Are they learning more in IT? Are they trying to get more involved in food service, hotel management? Where do they seem to be going?
Well, trainings are kind of identified with what's going on with the labor market. We have what we call high priority occupations, things like nursing, IT, construction, commercial truck drivers, things like that, machinists. Those are kind of high priority occupations that employers are really anxious to fill. In this situation now, there's more jobs available than there are candidates to fill them. So we're trying to offer trainings mm-hmm. that can fill those kind of jobs, or some kind of apprenticeship program, things like that can help fill those jobs. Those are programs that are available through the PA CareerLink. Now, the PA CareerLink website, which is pacareerlink.pa.gov, if a participant or a person, a job seeker, is looking to find out what programs are available, those programs can be found in the PA CareerLink website.
And do you get notifications when people are visiting the website? Has been there a lot of traffic on these websites to try to find work?
Right. Now, I'm not sure how that works. I don't have that information, mm-hmm. but the website is available, and I know that we have people that come in and are constantly either using the website in our center, in our PA CareerLink center, or they're letting us know that they've gone into the website and are using the website. Now, I don't have the information as to how many people use the PA CareerLink website. I can get that information.
Well, I'm curious, Manny, because you did mention something that I find rather interesting, that there are more jobs than employers. So as long as you've been doing that, have you ever seen that before, where there's an overabundance of work and not enough employers to fill those jobs?
Yes, and in my previous experience in California, that was usually the case.
Okay.
It was, so you're seeing, well, in my experience, I've seen that in other places before. So yes, I have seen that.
And you're seeing it now here
as
well.
And I'm seeing it now here.
Yeah, so when you look at CareerLink and how it can benefit people in this community, what's your best advice for someone to navigate the system?
Right, and the best advice is go into the PA CareerLink website. Try to go in there first and see what the website can offer as far as job information, training, other programs that are available through the PA CareerLink, and not just through the PA CareerLink, but through the PA CareerLink and other agencies that are affiliated with PA CareerLink as a workforce partnership. So there's a lot of programs that are available. Once they have an idea of what's available, they can come visit us. And visiting includes possibly participating in what we call our Welcome Aboard orientation, where they can come in and get information about all the programs and services available through PA CareerLink. And then immediately after that, they get a chance to talk with a PA CareerLink representative about what their goals are and how PA CareerLink can help them achieve those goals.
More interesting is the structure and how many people are in place. Can you give us an idea of how many people are working with you to try to find people that successful connection?
Sure. We have a staff of about 30 people and composed of different agencies working within the PA CareerLink. Those agencies are the Bureau of Workforce Partnership Organization. That's part of the Department of Labor and Industry for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It includes staff from Educational Data Systems Incorporated, which is a staff that that works with the business services team and the career services team. Maturity Works also is part of it. And Montgomery County Community College, we have people from there working there. And also we have Monco Works, who works as part of the PA CareerLink structure. Those 30 people are professionals who are devoted, and they are working hard to be the conduit, so to speak, for services and programs for the PA CareerLink for their customers, their clients, and their participants. And those people also provide information on the business service team, the career service team, and the career advisors who are part of that team. The business service team are the group that works with employers and job seekers. The career services team works with training, apprenticeship programs, those kinds of programs. And the career advisors handle the direct work with participants who are part of different programs within the PA CareerLink.
I'm curious, if somebody was looking for this service, would you recommend to come to the office physically or do everything online?
Right. Now, a participant can come into the office and we can work with them directly about services. That way we'll have an opportunity to meet them, talk to them, get good information about what their goals and what their strategy towards their goals are. This includes job searching, training, partnership referrals, things like that. If they go into the PA CareerLink website, they can also get basically the same services. They can go in there and look at all these different programs that are available through the PA CareerLink. If they're looking for more personalized services, I do recommend that they come in and talk to us, participate in a welcome aboard orientation, and be able to get the whole spectrum of information, and we can talk to them directly, one of our representatives.
In this day and age, are you seeing a lot more people walk in or online?
We are getting increased traffic coming into the PA CareerLinks for different services. And now, I don't have the information as to how many people are going into the PA CareerLink website to let you know what the difference is. But we are seeing more increased traffic going into the PA CareerLink office.
When they come into the office, are they looking for one specific type of job?
No, they come in for all kinds of different jobs, and we have information of all kinds of different jobs, all kinds of different industries. And also within the PA CareerLink website are information about all kinds of different jobs that they can search for, filter for, things like that, and get information on. Some jobs you go directly to the employer and the employer website to be able to apply. Some jobs are processed through the PA CareerLink website or PA CareerLink services. So there are all kinds of different jobs. And when they come in, we talk to them and we find out what kinds of jobs they're looking for or what kind of training. We are seeing an increased number of people wanting to come in and do commercial truck driver training, CDL driver's licenses, things like that. A lot of people wanting to go into the healthcare industries, things like that. We are seeing some that are interested in the IT professions. So we are seeing more of those than other, but you do get a spectrum of all kinds of requests and all kinds of goals.
Now, you mentioned like to acquire a CDL license to be a truck driver. Who's funding the testing for them to get that license? Do they have to pay out of pocket to get that CDL, or is CareerLink assisting in that?
A CareerLink can assist with that. There's a program called the Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act, WIOA, and that program does help to train dislocated and adult workers through that program. CDL truck driver training can be funded through that program. Now, each person is individually assessed to see what if they qualify and things like that. You do have to qualify for this kind of funding. So a representative of ours will talk to them, get all the information, see if they qualify, and if they do, then they will process to be able to go through that training.
You personally, how many people do you try to assist on, like a weekly basis? Is it a handful? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's a process that you have to follow because you want to make sure you're lining somebody up with the specific task or job that they can do.
That's correct. And now, depending on the season and so forth, you do get seasonals type of people that come in to to look for jobs. You get people coming in during the spring months, for example, that are looking into working outdoors, landscaping, agriculture, things like that. You get some people during the school years. You get different people looking for bus driver or teaching assistant jobs, things like that. You do get, like I said, a lot of people coming in to do commercial truck driver training, things like that, machinist. So you do get, depending on the season, you get a number of different people. Myself, I work with, it varies, mm-hmm. but I work between, let's say, 30 to 40 people a week that I see.
Yeah.
Depending on what they're doing during that process, and I help those people.
Is there ever any type of like language barriers that are that you have to deal with, like people that might not speak English and you're trying to decipher where you're going to be able to find them the perfect fit?
Right. Now, we do have a language service that we have access to that can help with most languages. I myself, I'm a Spanish speaker, so I am bilingual, and I do help Spanish-speaking clients that come in with different services. But we do have that language service available. So we use that service when we don't have the communication skills to be able to help a particular client with languages. But yes, we do. That's not a barrier for us can say, oh, we can't help you because we don't speak your language. We do try to accommodate everybody as best as possible.
Yeah, I figured being bilingual has to be an advantage in this day and age. It's great that you're able to speak multiple languages.
Yes, that does help a lot. It does help the center quite a bit when we have to work with Spanish-speaking clients, in my case.
Yes, and so you've looked at some of these. You've dealt with 30 to 40 people. Can you share a success story that you've had?
Well, it has to do with a particular Spanish-speaking client that I had. It was about a year ago. This gentleman who came in quite a few times, he was coming in, and his language skills were pretty much limited to Spanish only. So I was working with him trying to get his, trying to find out what goals he had, what was his intent as far as staying in employment and things like that. So we worked quite a few months that I worked with him trying to identify exactly what it was that this particular client had in mind. And after a while working with him, finding out, getting information, finding out exactly what his goal was, we were finally able to reach that point. I was able to help him with job referrals, and he ended up getting the job that he wanted, which he's still in at this time. And so I got a kind of an email from him recently saying, thanks so much that you helped me with this job, and I'm doing well in my job.
Mandy, that sounds very rewarding. One thing I'm curious to ask is, what services and projects is the organization involved in now?
All right, very good. Our current projects right now is a big focus on outreach. So right now we have an outreach program going on that will reach some of the outer cities and towns within Montgomery County. Montgomery County is a big county, and we only have the one PA Career Link Center in Norristown. So it's very hard for some who are in the outreach of Montgomery County to come into the PA Career Link Center. Now, they can use the website, but some services do require participants to come into the center. So we try to make that outreach out to the outer communities. We do have an outreach program that we call our customer engagement unit, that they go out and they do that. And we call that program PA Career Link on the Road. And PA Career Link on the Road right now is visiting Soderton and Pottstown. And we do that on a monthly basis. When our team goes out there, we do a career scope, like orientation. Then we meet with each individual that participates individually. We find out what their goals are. We try to assess their needs. And then we do a referral to services that they're looking for. And then we do follow up with them after that. So we do try to make that outreach right now. There also is an employer engagement program that's going on. It's called an informational symposium. And it had guest speakers with the Department of Labor and Industry to employers and for employee needs. And the employer symposium was well received and attended and will become a yearly event. Also, the employer program includes podcasts, recruitments, job fairs, and a weekly newsletter that goes out. A recently implemented project is the Access Skill Up PA. This is a flexible, self-paced online program which offers educational and training courses for job seekers so they can organize their goals and online training programs that so they can improve their ability to be marketable for employers within the community. The program is free and available 24/7, and you can do that through the PA CareerLink website.
Excellent. It's a beautiful thing. I'm listening to this and I'm just thinking that you have to have some very heartwarming stories of people that you've been able to help, and that's the first thing I thought of, because you have a lot going on, there's no doubt.
Yes, that's true. Another story that comes to mind was a young lady I was working with. This was during the pandemic. And at that time, it was a very difficult area, a time for a lot of people. It was a difficult time economically. And I had a young lady come in who had been laid off from her work, as a lot of people were during that time, and she wanted training for an LPN training. Now, in her case, we needed to find out what her educational background was, things like that. Mm-hmm. She needed more assistance to complete her high school. So I was able to refer her to a high school program within also offered through the YWCA, which is one of our workforce partners. Mm-hmm. And they were able to help her with her high school program. She came back later on and she was referred to our career services team, who helped her get into that program. So that's another success story that was a difficult time during the pandemic, and she was able to achieve her goal.
Yeah, and you made a point that, like, during the pandemic, obviously, there was a big shutdown. So a lot of people weren't working because of that. Now, since the pandemic has subsided, are you seeing more of an increase?
Oh, yes, definitely more of an increase. More people are more willing to be out in the public and more willing to be involved in these programs. So you are seeing a lot more participation in programs, or a lot more use of the PA CareerLink, things like that.
Is there one program in specific, like I know you mentioned MONCO, Montgomery County Community College. Is there someone that specifically handles that school for CareerLink, or do all the advisors like yourself have a hand in it?
Well, in the sense of referrals to Montgomery Community College, we all have a hand in that.
Okay.
In the sense of referrals. Now, there is one representative that we have there at the PA CareerLink who is from Montgomery County Community College, and she's able to give us information on programs at the college.
Is there any specific employer that you're seeing more and more lean on CareerLink to try to help them? Because, as you mentioned, there are an abundance of jobs and not enough employees to fill these roles.
Right. We are seeing more commercial driving companies, trucking companies that really want to use PA CareerLink to help fill their driver needs. And so we are seeing quite a bit of that. That would be a question that our business service team would probably be more able to answer more in detail.
Right.
But yeah, you're seeing more of that.
The other thing I was curious about, you mentioned the on the road. Do you ever go on the road to do some of the recruiting as well? So what do you find to be better? Do you like being out on the road, or you like working in the office?
Sure. And we all the career advisors take turns going out with the PA CareerLink on the road community team, and we do that monthly. So we have a staff that's dedicated to do that, and then we assist that staff in going out to the communities in Pottstown and Souderton. And personally, my goal is to work with anyone that I can help, right, whether it's in the PA CareerLink office or on the road. So I enjoy both.
Yeah, I was always curious, because when you're out and about, you get a different feel.
Right.
And you know when the people are showing up that they're interested.
Right.
And it sort of makes your job a little bit, not that it's easy, but it gives you a better idea of where you can get that perfect fit.
That's exactly right. So the people that we see at the outreach program, those are people that have a goal, that are motivated. They want to know about programs. They want to go to work. So that the person you're seeing coming in is not being forced to be there in any way, or they're not there on their own will. They want to be there, and they want services and assistance.
Now, would CareerLink be affiliated like with the prison systems? Like if a prisoner, someone that was in prison was released and they have to find a job, would they be someone that?
Well, any customer that comes into PA CareerLink, whether they're from the legal system or anything like that, they can come in and we will work with them. And we'll, any barriers that there may be available, if there's a legal issue that's going on, we do have a legal aid workshop that can help with that. We work with all our customers. And barriers, we always look for barriers to see if there's any way that we can help to eliminate any of the barriers.
And I'm really curious on this part too, because being a career advisor, there has to be challenges that you're dealing with.
Oh yeah.
What seems to be the biggest challenge that you run into?
My biggest challenge is when a particular customer comes in and they're not sure what it is that they want. And so you have to really dig in, you really have to talk with that person to see what it is that they want. Sometimes they're confused about what programs and services are available, so you have to explain some of that information. Then you have to try to finalize what it is that they're looking for. Are they looking for training? Are they looking for jobs? Obviously, the end goal is a job,
right?
But it may require some kind of training, or maybe they already have the prerequisite skills to go into a job, but they're not sure where they want, or they're looking for a particular salary or wage or things like that. So you have to really, really talk to people and get all the information you can, so you can try to finalize what it is that they want to do. So that sometimes that's the biggest challenge.
Final question, if someone watching this program wants more information, how would they go about getting it?
Right, so they can contact the PA CareerLink office. One way is to visit our office. So we're at 1430 DeKalb Street in Norristown. We're in the Human Resources Services Building. They can come and visit us. We do have free parking available, so they can come in and use our parking garage and work with us. They can call us at 610-270-3429. My particular extension is 6151. They can call me, or they can visit us on the website at pacareerlink.pa.gov. They can go to that website and they can see all the information about services and also contact us through the website.
Manny, I'd like to wish you continued success, because it seems like you really enjoy doing what you're doing.
I
appreciate you being a guest here today.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Manny Butner has been our guest here today, a career advisor for the Montgomery County CareerLink. For all of us here at UMGA Television, I'm Chuck Curlin. Thank you for watching.